Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer in the Word of God. A time when we just gather around the throne, worship and praise Him together, lift our voices and our faith to God. Let's sing now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we thank You for singing that great chorus with us. We've been singing that for a long time. Comes to us from Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, Ephesians 6:10, where Paul says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits, we're told. And then Isaiah tells us in 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And then we're told that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So the more joy you have, the stronger you're going to be. And the stronger you are, the more joyful you're going to be. Brother Keller used to testify, "I'm glad I'm a happy Christian." Praise the Lord. Well, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. And if you can, invite someone to worship with you. The Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms 29:2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Great, great text from the Word of God. All right, let's get to sing unto the Lord hymnal, and we're going to page 297. Many of you know this. It's a great favorite that's been sung a long time in the sweet by and by. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. Shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessings of rest in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our our bountiful Father above. We shall offer a tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. All right, sing it in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. Sing this now. I believe that Jesus saves, and His blood washes whiter than snow. Yes, I believe that Jesus saves, and His blood washes whiter than snow. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Hallelujah. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Well, there's one from the past, but it still rings true in our hearts today. And then when we sing, I believe Jesus saves, and His blood washes whiter than snow. Hallelujah. The world needs to know that we believe that. We need to let our faith be known. From Deuteronomy 5:9, the precious promise today says, I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Hallelujah. Isn't He a wonderful, wonderful Savior, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments? Sometimes it may look like there's just not very many people that love the Lord. Sometimes it may look like there's not very many people keeping His commandments. But here He says, I show mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. It sounds to me like there's a pretty good bunch. Do you know, the prophet thought he was the only one, but he found that there were 450 others that had not bowed their knees to Baal. We are not in this alone. Remember, folks, you may feel like you're all alone, and your church may be very small like ours is, but remember, when Jesus comes and the trumpet sounds, that there is going to be a church ready for Him. It may look like there's not very many people being saved or even interested in the gospel message, but there is going to be a church. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church is not going to be extinguished from the earth. We are going to be here till Jesus comes. And there are thousands of other believers, according to what He said here, that He has showed mercy and love to them, and they have kept His commandments. Let's worship with those others. Let's pray. Father, thank You today for these great promises and these things that encourage us. We thank You today, Lord, that we can call on You, and we know without a doubt, Lord, that You're here for us. We just pray today You'll help us to realize there are thousands of others. Lord, when we feel all alone and feel a little discouraged and feel down in the dumps and like, who cares and what's the use? Remind us, Lord, 450 have not bowed their knee to Baal, and there are thousands that love You and keep Your commandments. We give You praise today. Thank You for encouraging us. Strengthen us and use us today. Let the love of God go forth from this broadcast Speak to hearts, and maybe today will be the day that many be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Sing with us now. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful. Something wonderful, wonderful it is to me. And I'll give you some contact information in just a little while. Sister Linda is going to favor us with one entitled When I'm Alone. In the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 1, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, and to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Thank you for worshiping with us. Join us for the next broadcast. We're here daily at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. Send any mail, offerings, song requests, prayer requests, any correspondence to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And I mentioned the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, and you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
I'm with my-